Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Three massive points for Liverpool. Liverpool 1, West Ham 0. A 22nd minute goal from Darwin Núñez is the difference. And this is the full-time whistle with me, Errol Smith, and Dan Clubb. Dan, how do you feel after that?
Relieved. Just relieved. Like, listen, we're going to say it loads, but that was just so important to get the 3 points. Like, it really was. Like, everyone would have liked the performance, would have liked it to be more comfortable. Of course, I'm not daft. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I wanted an ugly 1-0 win. That was what I was after. It wasn't. Take it all day long. Don't care, man. Don't care how it comes. After the weekend, I said it just because we're coming to full time. It was just crucial that we backed it up with 3 more points, and they've done it.
Yeah, and as crucial as the... You know, we said Darwin Núñez, you know, you'd be hard-pressed from our perspective to not want to give a man of the match for each goal and come up with a really big goal. You've almost got to look at Alisson and what he was able to do, because I think there is a part of us that has to discuss it now, the fact that we didn't get on that second and third goal. I think if we get that second and third goal, we can completely look past it, because we was always going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we wasn't going to throw away, you know, three points potentially. But because it ends 1-0, The only other opportunity that like West Ham really had as a stone wall was the penalty. That was a clear cut chance for them to get something or get back into the game, which then kind of makes the second half different. And with the pressure that West Ham put us under within that second half, the complexion of that whole game would have been completely different, if that makes sense, in a weird way.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it would have changed our approach to the second half, you have to feel. I feel like we were a little bit handbrake off in that second half. We never really went for the throat in terms of getting that second goal. And West Ham, had they have got that equaliser on the stroke of half-time, would have been even more reserved probably. They'd have come back out and go, like, we have what we'll hold sort of thing, and we'll sit on this now. West Ham did try and get something out of it. They really did try and push a little bit more, got a bit more adventurous. They never really threatened too much. They had moments, obviously the one where Milner gets himself back and does superbly well to sort of intervene there. But yeah, I think it would have changed the game, the second goal, whichever way it went. It didn't go anyway. I think the fact Klopp still made them changes just shows you he was relatively comfortable the whole time. Yeah.
And I think on that point as well, to add to it, it didn't seem as though West Ham felt like he was going to ever get anything out of it for a large part of the game. There was large parts of that game where they just didn't look like they had enough about them. You know, they brought a touch map up of Shamaka at like 70-odd minutes, and there was only a handful of touches really, and you think none of them are really in and around the box. He's not really had enough service to create enough chances. I think when Antonio comes on, we know what to expect from him. We know that he's always going to create a bit of a handful for us. I think he does that without really being able to be, to cause us too much harm. And I think it's that one lofted ball into the box. It looked like a nothing cross.
Oh, it did, yeah.
The first time, just whips it straight into the box. It looks like it's almost a nothing cross. And you're thinking, right, well, we should deal with that. Alisson's a little bit hesitant, goes over Joe Gomez, Chen stays with his man, and all of a sudden it's just at Ben Rama's feet. And I think with a little bit of composure and a little bit of, you know, he probably wasn't expecting it, you know, to land on him and be unchallenged. But I think that is probably their best chance of the whole game that I can remember in open play.
But yeah, perhaps, yeah, perhaps. You're right, it comes from nothing. Just seemed like a hopeless ball that was just going to be swallowed up. But then Trent and Gomez between them. Listen, they both potentially did make the right decision, but whatever way you look at it, it ends up at Benrahma, who will be disappointed, really, with the lack of power he manages to get on the effort, because you're right, it would have been a real blow to us to not win that game, because West Ham never really, for any sustained period, managed to get any pressure on us. They had two moments, and they were kind of caused from nothing situations. We give away the penalty. Gomez, foolishly, in my opinion, flies into a ball that he's never going to win. He's never going to win. And even if he doesn't win it, it doesn't matter, because Bowen's not going to score from the situation. So to give away the penalty is poor. And then, like I say, a nothing ball very easily caused our downfall. And I don't think it's a particular problem for Liverpool, because I think we did enough in the game to win it. Just shows you when a game is 1-0, just how precarious it can be.
Yeah, you're living on the edge. William King with the $10 super chat. Thank you very much. Back-to-back wins, back-to-back clean sheets up the mighty Reds. And I think they're really good points there as well. And we'll come back to those in a second. We've got one more super chat that I've come across, and that was from Mr. Scooty 1968. First half good, second half crap. 3 points though. Yeah. Again, I would agree. The first half was good. There was enough quality in that first half. There was enough link-up play. For the most part, we was defensively sound. I was happy with it. The second half, however, I think we...
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
We played within ourselves. I think the amount of changes that we made, I think Klopp realised he had to make the changes to preserve legs and fitness for, you know, and not run the risk of any injuries. And I think the players that came in probably didn't suit that formation that we had started with enough, and it was a little bit disjointed. But when you are looking at the positives as a whole, you're thinking about two wins back-to-back, and you're thinking about two clean sheets now. You mentioned to me from the outset, I know we had a wobbly 10 minutes in that first half, Alisson, and the importance of him wanting to get clean sheets back under his belt. He, more than, you know, is more than most, playing that part, coming up as a you know, a big save for the penalty, and then being able to see out the game and keep that clean sheet. What does Alisson... Has he been, or... Would you say he's been one of our most important players for this Liverpool team this season?
He has been, but it's been a strange one, because obviously we have lost games and we have conceded goals in games, but even in them, you still look at Alisson and think, you've done nothing wrong, and B, you've kept it half respectable sometimes. I look at Napoli, I think he was brilliant at Napoli, and we get beat 4. You know what I mean? Brighton, we draw 3-3. Again, he doesn't do a lot wrong. He's very good. Arsenal the same. So he has been a constant in terms of his standards, been pretty high throughout the whole season, but now we're getting a clean sheet on the back of it as well, so it's all coming together nicely. But I mean, you've got to look at Joe Gomez and Virgil van Dijk. Yeah, I know Gomez has his moment there, but there seems to be a pride, and I've mentioned it loads already this week, running throughout the whole team now. Everyone's taking that little bit of, no, we need to get clean sheets. Yeah. We get clean sheets, we've got enough quality to win games.
Yeah, it's the base for all your good performances, absolutely.
And I wonder how much of this has been, we have been a little bit gung-ho in our approach. We've signed this new flashy striker, and you think, oh yeah, we'll just score loads of goals. Yeah. But we've gone back to basics these last two games. We've gone, no, we'll keep a clean sheet. We'll find a way of getting that one goal that we need. It might be more, but it might only be one. You get one goal and keep a clean sheet. Well, I'm not Michael Owen, but look what happens.
Yeah, well, that's it. You're gonna win more games than you're gonna lose if you know if you can keep that on a consistent enough basis. And I think that's the one area or one of the areas where we've struggled a lot of the time, and it's being able to be in the game long enough to impose that level of dominance. I always say you've got to have the right, you've got to earn that right to play. And for the beginning of that game, Liverpool were by far the better team. We was winning the first balls, we were winning the second balls, we was playing the balls through the line, playing the balls forward. We looked defensively sound. We wasn't giving them away cheap like fouls. That was that one cheap foul that we give away by the corner. And we think, you know, that's an opportunity for them because of their height.
Yeah.
Aside from that, all of the fundamental stuff that you mentioned about building from the, you know, the base of, you know, what it is to put in a good performance, mm-hmm. was all there. And then believing that you as a team have got the additional quality to take your chances when they come. Because that Nunes chance, for me, it was really only a half chance.
At best.
It didn't look like a, you know, it didn't look nailed on that he should be scoring from that. It was a case of, you've given Thiago too much time on the ball. You've been able to pick a 1-2 with Tsimikas, and then Tsimikas has been able to play that ball into an area. He hasn't really looked for it, but Darwin's read the intention of it and the intent from, as you say, the 18-yard line, just went right for it. And I think that kind of just shows he could have had a couple more goals, and I know that we'll go into a little bit more detail on the instant match reaction about his performance, but I think it just bodes well that when you're getting those 1-0 wins, the lad that you've paid 70-odd million for is the guy that pops up and gets you the winner.
Yeah, it's a really good point. And I think I kind of reflected on that on the weekend with Salah, because I think it was important on the back of his Rangers hat-trick that he then backed that up with a crucial goal in a huge game, and it gets us the win. Just one, that's all. He gets us that huge win because it just looks great. It's Mohamed Salah, it's Man City. And the same could be said tonight. Darwin Nunes has been a little bit of criticism, bit of a stop-start to his Liverpool career. Hasn't quite got going yet. Tonight, in a game we must win, not a perfect performance, but your striker, your main man, the man you paid all that money for, the man you signed to get you those crucial goals to get you over the line. Yes, we know what Salah can do. We've seen it all before. Darwin Nunes wants to be that guy now. Tonight, he's done it. He's the match winner. Like, whatever you think about his performance overall, whatever you think about he should have done this, he should have done that, could have scored more. I think he could have scored more, and I think he was really good. Doesn't matter. He was the match winner. That's all that matters.
And that's all history, remember? And I think that is absolutely spot on. So, ladies, gentlemen, thank you for staying tuned and watching the watch along with us this evening. And if you've seen it, the Team News Reacts. Me and Dan have got plenty more post-match content for you this evening as well. In about 10 or about 5 to 10 minutes, I will be going over on that side of the desk to be doing your fan reactions. So make sure you stick around on Twitter. I'll be reading out the best comments online across the YouTube members, the guys over on Twitter, and we'll see what the guys in the Discord have been saying as well. And then after that show wraps up, Dan will be going back over to the board where we started off tonight, back over to the board to go through his player ratings. So make sure you stick around, let him know who you thought was the man of the match, help him with the player ratings man of the match poll as well. And then finally, for all you Red Men Plus members, we will be going through our instant match reaction right towards the back end of the night as the last show. And as always, you will get that content on Red Men Plus. So stay tuned. Thank you very much. I am Errol Smith. That is Dan Club. And we will be back soon. Peace.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both as twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.